Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, and maybe even good afternoon. Like I always tell you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Another unbelievable weekend in the sports world. As always, we are gifted another great thing. And I'll tell you what, man, oh man, just unbelievable stuff. When you think about college basketball, it is the month of March now. And obviously that means March Madness is round the corner very soon. It's coming in hot, as we all know. Dorf Man's favorite time of the year, if you couldn't tell. I'm extremely excited about that. And that also means that, you know what, the boys of summer are playing baseball in my backyard right here in Phoenix, Arizona, happening in Florida as well. And now that the games are starting to get going, you're starting to kind of forget about the Houston Astros a little bit and think about some of the goodness that's happening, like my man, Christian Yelich, getting paid to stay a long, long time in Milwaukee. And tell you what, man, that guy's a pretty cool cat. He really is. There's a lot of personality with Christian Yelich, and I'm glad he's going to be spending the rest of his career with my Milwaukee Brewers, most likely, because it's going to take him to, like, 2030. So the best years of his career will definitely be there in Milwaukee, and I'm extremely happy about that. Speaking of which, why not hit the Milwaukee Bucks? A little down in the dumps about Giannis Antetokounmpo getting a little banged up in the game on Friday night against those Los Angeles Lakers. And you know what? Didn't turn out so good in general. Bucks lose that game. They also lose the Phoenix Suns. And you know what? They got to play Denver too. So a pretty tough road trip for the Milwaukee Bucks, man. I'll tell you what. Tons of things happening in the sports world. Dorfman's going to take you all around it, whether it's the NHL and, like I said, Major League Baseball, NFL, basketball. Dorfman's got you covered. So keep it close. It is just getting warmed up time here on the Weekend Recap with me, Andy Dorf. And believe me, it's always Sports Overnight America.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Not good.
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
And this time Gray with good position to grab the board for Texas Tech. Downcourt Moretti, ready at the right arc, pulls up for the three, it's good! Davide Moretti with his first points of the day, and the Villanova lead is trimmed to 8, 50-42 with 7.5 minutes to go. Inbounds comes to Sorrells, gives it up for a three-pointer by Culver. It's no good. DiVincenzo the rebound. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that is it. For the second time in 3 years, the national champions in 2016 will go to the Final Four in 2018. The Villanova Wildcats, their 34th win of the year, their 163rd win in the last 5 years, a dominant force in college basketball. Jay Wright has the Wildcats back in the Final Four for the third time in a decade. The final score, Villanova 71 and Texas Tech 59.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America style. Get at me, follow me on the Twitter and the social media stuff. Let's get you on the Twitter handle, Dorf on Sports. Also on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out, follow us there. And then on Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And speaking of those Villanova Wildcats, they did get a pretty important victory, man. 70-69 over Georgetown over the weekend. And I'll run you through all the scores that kind of happened and get you kind of caught up on what's taking place in college basketball. Is we are approaching March Madness, people. It's real. It's coming in hot, and get ready. And I really truly hope they figure things out with what's going on in the world so that a lot of these things that are being canceled don't continue to get canceled. Kansas, the Rock Chalk Jayhawks of KU, they beat Texas Tech, but it was tight, man. It was a good ball game. I actually happened to watch that one. 66-62, the number one team in all of the land. And Azubuike, that guy playing pretty well for them. And Kansas actually playing pretty well down the stretch, too. So maybe for the first time in a real, real long time, I actually kind of am buying into and believing that Kansas can actually go all the way through the March Madness field. George Washington goes down to Dayton, 76-51 is the final there. Dayton probably a number one seed throughout after what I tell you happened a little bit later on with San Diego State. Baylor goes down to West Virginia 76-64. So that's kind of interesting and intriguing. But like I said, because of what happens in this game, Baylor probably okay. Utah State with one of the biggest shocks probably of the day, of maybe the year in college basketball. They get past San Diego State 59-56. They win the Mountain West Championship by that. So they get their ticket punched. They are going to March Madness. They're in the dance. San Diego State has nothing to worry about. Just saying all that, because they're going to get a bid as well. So disappointed to finish that way, but you know what? In a weird way, maybe a couple losses toward the end of the season will bode well for San Diego State in the tourney. Kentucky gets it done over Florida, another really good basketball game. Kentucky wins 71-70 over Florida. Florida's always tough, man. Like, you can never count those guys out. They always go out there and they battle and they have a tough defense and they got a bunch of guys that can shoot the rock from anywhere on the basketball floor. Boston College goes down to Florida State 80-62. Florida State, that's a team to watch. I'm telling you right now, they're dangerous. They are absolutely dangerous. Creighton 77-60 over Seton Hall. Both those teams could be dangerous. I'll be honest with you there. I like both of these teams. I like the makeup. Big East is pretty tough. I'm buying into the Big East a little bit. And these are two teams that I definitely like out of the Big East. Louisville, ACC, I'm buying into a couple few teams in the ACC too. Louisville might be one of those squads, even though they did go down to Virginia, who, I'm telling you what, this is one of the best coaching jobs I've seen in a long, long time, man. This team in the beginning of the year, not very good. All of a sudden, 15-5 in the ACC right there with Louisville. I'm sorry, but that's very, very, very impressive. By Virginia, the way that they've just battled. And remember what happened to these people not too long ago. They're the only team to ever lose to a 16 seed. Then they followed up the season after that and they win it all. So I'll tell you what, Virginia, I'm starting to like you guys a little bit. I know you play defense and, it's always interesting in March Madness when you got a team like them that can really lock it down. Duke beats North Carolina, not like the first time that they met where it was an overtime thriller. Duke just kind of beat them a little bit easier this time than last time. 89-76 is the final there. And not talking too much about Duke, but always got to know that a Mike Krzyzewski team is going to be ready to go. And Duke may be a team to be reckoned with in March Madness. And maybe a team that I'm buying into a little bit as well in the ACC. Stanford goes down to Oregon. Oregon, they're okay. I think that they could have a run in them. That we've seen them do it in the past. Peyton Pritchard, I love that kid. He's a solid player and had a really, really big day, obviously, for them in that victory. 29 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists for him. Oregon, like I said, gets it done 80-67 over Stanford. Nova, like I told you earlier, 70-69 over Georgetown. Auburn, 85-63 over Tennessee. Auburn, watch them. Another team I kind of like a little bit. Love Bruce Pearl. Love his coaching style. Love everything about the way he motivates kids. Penn State goes down to Northwestern. That's a bad loss. 80-69. That's how it goes there. Wisconsin 60-56 over Indiana. I talked about the coaching job in Virginia. I'm going to give kudos to the coaching job there in Wisconsin too, man. That team has really improved over the season. Really, really impressive the way that they got better. More Big Ten scores for you. Maryland beats Michigan 83-70. Maryland could be a team to look out for. There's a lot of teams from the Big Ten that are ranked in the top 25, but I'm not necessarily sold like on any of them, to be quite honest with you. Michigan State, I always know that they're a team that games and they're a gamer with Tom Izzo. We know that, but truth be told, I don't know what to expect. I'm excited and intrigued to see what Juwan Howard does with that young Michigan team that he's got. And Juwan Howard in his first year, I gotta tell you, relatively impressive job that he's done. Xavier Simpson is his guy, his guard that I think has a really, really steady force out there on the floor. He gets you like, you know, low teens in the points total. Like, so 13 is what he had the other day, 7 rebounds and 6 assists. He's a really, really solid, distributor of the rock and just manages the floor pretty well. So I'm intrigued to see what Michigan can do in Juwan Howard's, inaugural year as their head coach. And like I said, Ohio State, Michigan State wins 80-69 over Ohio State. Both those teams, Michigan State was way up and they went all the way down and now they're kind of somewhere in the middle. And I'll tell you what, I'm telling you, Tom Izzo teams always play well in the tournament. So don't be surprised if Michigan State does have a run. Illinois beats Iowa 78-76. And then the final score I got for you is Houston beating Memphis 64-57. But if you can't tell, Dorfman is locked and loaded, ready to go for, obviously March Madness. It is so right around the corner. And I can't tell you enough, man. I love this time of year because when you're talking about basketball and you're talking about this particular tournament, we're talking about 40 minutes that these kids are guaranteed to play. And a lot of these cases, it may be their only opportunity because they're that good and they're going to be going to the NBA the next year, or it's their last opportunity because they're a senior. And you know what? This is special. This is a special time for these guys to go out there and showcase their talents and let the world see what they can do, because most of the time you don't get to see a lot of these guys showcasing their talents to you on a national level like you see the NBA guys, which, by the way, is probably what we'll switch gears and get into on the other side, along with some other things, man. So much to talk about in the sports world, as we know. Always gifted the gift of talking about so many different things that happen in the sports world. All right, I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
And now Robinson's second free throw to make this a two-possession game with 20.9 to play. Lets it go, and it's good. Off the front of the rim, 58-54, 20.9 to play. Forrest up the near side for Florida State. Dribbles to the middle, looking for Savoy. Savoy off the screen, covered well. Throws it up from three, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Robinson. 10 seconds to play. Duncan Robinson holds on to it. 7 seconds to play. Dribbles to the near side. Throws his finger up. The Wolverine fans are going crazy. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, that's it. The Michigan Wolverines, for the eighth time in program history, will move on to the Final Four as John Beilein has a grin from ear to ear as they defeat Florida State 58-54, and you got to see the maize in blue going crazy here at the Staples Center.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
LeVert will initiate the offense. He gets the step on Hayward. Gets around Cantor for two. LeVert. Oh, he's got it. A three. LeVert. Hard to the hole. LeVert. Oh, he can't miss. Caris LeVert is smoking hot.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
That's a sobering thought.
Welcome back in, my people. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap, and it's always Sports Overnight America. I come to you live each and every Sunday. We start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We take you through the wee hours of the evening. You can always follow me, or maybe even the wee hours of the day. I got no idea what time it is for you, like I say, but you can get at me, you can follow me, you can check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And I'm going to take you through some of the scores from the NBA, the association, get you kind of caught up. Bulls go down to the Nets, 110-107. Pelicans need a victory. They got a victory, 120-107 over the T-Wolves. Lakers beat the Clippers, maybe the game of the day because that's the game that everybody got to see that was on national television for you over the weekend. Lakers, 112-103 is the final there. Thunder, 105-104 over the Celtics. Bucks go down to the Suns, 140-131 without Giannis Antetokounmpo in the lineup because of what happened to him on Friday night in L.A. And believe me, we'll get into some of my opinions and my thoughts on what I would do and how I would manage Giannis the rest of the way, because at the end of the day, the big picture is winning the championship, and you got to have this guy because not good without him. Absolutely not good without him. You give up 140 to the Phoenix Suns. Believe me, Dorfman has too much on his mind. I got to get you through the scores. 100-89 is the final. The Heat beat the Wizards. Pacers, 112-109 over the Mavericks. Magic, 126-106 over the Rockets. I'm telling you right now, Rockets, that's disaster waiting to happen. Houston, you definitely have a problem. Spurs go down to the Cavaliers. That's a bad loss. 132-129, the final there. Knicks, 96-84 over the Pistons. Raptors, 118-113 over the Kings. I'm going to take you through the scores. The standings as well. Just got done with the scores. Milwaukee Bucks, 53-11. And I'm going to go across the way to where the Los Angeles Lakers are, 49-13. Okay, so four games different in the win column, but only two games in the loss column. And Milwaukee, it doesn't get easier. They go to Denver. The road trip is tough, man, and you don't have Giannis to play either. So this could get really interesting is what I'm trying to say. What looked like was going to be completely the Milwaukee Bucks to have home court advantage throughout the whole NBA playoffs, not so fast. That's what I'm trying to tell you people. So let's see how that all shakes out. I'll take you through a couple of the – actually, I'm going to go through the top eight in both of them. Milwaukee leads the East, Toronto behind them, Boston behind them, Miami in the four spot, Indiana in the five spot. Can they catch Miami? That's a question that I got. Philadelphia in the six spot, Brooklyn in the seven, Orlando in the eighth spot, and then nobody behind them is going to come close to getting in, so there's no reason we talk about anybody other than the top eight. Los Angeles, Lakers, that is, number one in the West, Clippers, number two, Nuggets, number three, Jazz, number four, OKC, number five, Rockets, number six, disappointment, Dallas Mavericks, seventh, and then the Memphis Grizzlies in eighth, and they're four games ahead of the Pelicans. Only thing that's important about that and intriguing about that is obviously with what's going on between the rookie race and then the battle for the eighth spot, because those are the two teams. Sacramento's right there too, but I think it's cool when you got Ja Morant, who has been awesome all season long and a huge difference maker for his team, but then you got Zion, who's come into the picture real late, and look at the impact that he's had. Like, wow, you can't deny that that dude is special, and you cannot deny that that dude has had a huge impact on what's going on with the New Orleans Pelicans, and therefore they're in a battle to maybe get themselves into the postseason. Whether you like it or you don't like it, it's a lot to do with Zion getting back onto the floor and making a huge impact for his teammates to be that much better. Like, wow, I'm actually starting to come around on Lonzo Ball. Like, dude can actually play a little bit. His shot has improved a ton. I think he's – I like the other day when I was watching him, the guy shoots like not even 60% from the free throw line. But yet he wanted the ball at the end of the game, and he wanted to have the opportunity to shoot free throws. And if my memory serves me correct, he actually was able to make those shots. So, yeah, I like it. Okay, so now let me give you where I'm at with kind of the whole skinny on what I saw from the Lakers when they were able to take down the Clippers, who, by the way, have beaten them twice this season. Lakers get one victory, so they made things a little bit closer. Look, I don't care what anybody says. The battle between LA is going to be hella fun, man. It's going to be hella fun. And I really hope, I really hope that we get the Lakers and the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. I don't want to get one or the other. I'm sorry, but I don't want that. I want to see the battle for LA. That's what I want to see. Do I want to see the Nuggets or the Jazz or Oklahoma City or maybe even the freaking Rockets with that ridiculous small ball dumb you know what idea that Mike D'Antoni has brought into play here, because dude's going to go out swinging the way that he wants to go swinging? Because quite frankly, man, if this doesn't work out, I'm sorry, Mike, but pack your bags, get your butt moving, because they're going to get rid of you in Houston, because you have absolutely ruined that team. If this winds up being a disaster, I'm sorry, but that is my humble opinion. If you want to challenge me, shoot me something on Twitter, get to me on Facebook. It's at Dorf on Sports. Hit me up here, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, because quite frankly, I think I'm actually talking pretty realistic here. There's some crazy stuff going on in the world, man, and the Houston Rockets, that I don't know how in the hell you let this guy do what he did. I don't know how you let him get rid of Clint Capela, the only guy that you had that could block shots and be someone that could stop guys who come from the lane. You're running a squad with 6-7 guys and under. Like, who the hell do you think you're kidding, man? I'm sorry, but if you can't tell, I'm irritated. It bothers me. This guy goes and he ruins teams. He ruins individuals. I got to look. I didn't look at this, but I honestly want to look, because I'm so angry and upset about it, about the minutes that he had some of those guys play. I bet you he ran about 7 or 8 guys. He doesn't use his bench enough. There's so many things that I don't like about Mike D'Antoni and the way that he plays. And quite frankly, I'm going to flip all the way to the other side, and now I'm going to take this argument to the Milwaukee Bucks, because they play a similar style. They're better than them. They use a lot more guys, quite frankly, because they're so damn deep. But I'm a little scared about what I'm seeing with Milwaukee, because, yes, they're the best team. They're absolutely the best regular season team. Are they the best team maybe when it comes to the postseason? Well, if my memory serves me correct on what happened last season, they failed pretty miserably to the Toronto Raptors, who, look, got hot. They got extremely hot at the right time. So I don't fault Milwaukee for going down in the sense of, look, they competed, they battled, and you know what? They just met a team that was up for the challenge. But if you didn't learn your lesson from that, and I don't think they have. I'm sorry. I've been watching this team a lot, and I don't see a lot of difference as far as the way that they're going to come at you. Yeah, they got guys that have stepped up. DiVincenzo, Dante DiVincenzo is a baller, straight up baller, man. Chris Middleton, straight up baller. Bledsoe inconsistent, but he's a baller. They got so many guys that they can just bring at you. They can bring them at you in waves, but will they be bringing them at you in the postseason when it matters, and will those guys make shots? And I think that that's what everybody's wondering about the Los Angeles Lakers, and I see on social media, like, Avery Bradley's not going to beat out Lou Williams in the postseason. We don't know that, okay? We absolutely don't know that. You can't say that that's what's going to happen because he hasn't played with LeBron James before. And if you're not recognizing, LeBron James elevates everybody around him. And quite frankly, man, at this point in time, if Giannis doesn't play a lot of games to finish out the regular season, and he has to minimize and they have to monitor what he does because of that knee, I'm telling you what, LeBron sneaks in and he takes that MVP, and don't be surprised if the Lakers and LeBron don't just keep riding that momentum that he has and take him all the way to the NBA championship, man. I seriously wouldn't doubt it, man. All right, I hear the music. I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll do that. I'll come back, continue rapping about the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Giannis for three. Hey!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product. They offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Kyle Connor into the Vegas zone. Good defensive play by Schmidt. Sends the puck along for Neal. Nice ball around Ekstrom. Neal with a shot. Stopped by Hellebuck. Neal out in front for Tuck. He scores!
And here they come. Wheeler puts the puck in deep for Connor and Scheifele to go in after him. Trying to get a good start. Wheeler turns and fires. Missed the net. Bouncing puck. Hooked in front. They score! Scheifele's got another one.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
You know, I love me some of those Golden Knights, baby. I'm a huge supporter of the Vegas Golden Knights because, quite frankly, I think hockey in the desert is pretty cool, and I've been a fan of my Arizona Coyotes, I've been a fan of my Phoenix Coyotes, I've been through all the different names and all the different things that they've been through, and you know what? It'd be pretty cool to see a Stanley Cup Finals run through the desert in some way, shape, or form. So let's get to those scores, and we'll start with those Golden Knights. 5-3 over the Flames, they win. Hurricanes beat the Penguins 6-2. Red Wings beat the Lightning. That's not good for the Lightning right now. 5-4 is the final there. Blues beat the Blackhawks 2-0. Wild get it done over the Ducks 5-4. And then the Blue Jackets beat the Canucks. And then Avalanche in the other game, the other last game I'm going to get you caught up on is 4-3 Avalanche over the Sharks. I do want to get you the standings in NHL hockey because I think it's interesting to see how the Pacific has been up and down, and now you're starting to see the Golden Knights kind of take over a little bit. Boston Bruins on top of the Atlantic right now over the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then the Toronto Maple Leafs behind them. Panthers a little bit behind the Maple Leafs. Montreal behind those guys. In the Metropolitan, you have a neck-and-neck race with the Flyers and the Capitals. Both those guys on top. Washington ahead, but Flyers right there neck-and-neck. And they've won 9 straight games, too. So Flyers are extremely hot. Penguins behind those guys. Columbus Blue Jackets in 4th. Carolina Panthers and New York Islanders both knotted up in 5th in that spot there. Western Conference in the Central. St. Louis Blues, a slim lead over the Avalanche right now. Dallas Stars behind them. Minnesota Wild behind them. And good to see the Wild playing much better. They were struggling for a while. Now they're playing much better. Nashville and Winnipeg closely behind Minnesota there. Vegas on top in the Pacific. Like I said, I'm a big fan. Edmonton just behind them. Calgary, Vancouver, and then the Arizona Coyotes behind them. And the only way the Coyotes are going to get in, unfortunately, is going to be a wild card. So we'll see if it happens. I really hope they can figure out a way to make it happen. I want to see one of these teams, at least from where I'm sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona, I'd like to see one of these teams make the playoffs for crying out loud. Look, I'm not a born and raised fan, but I support these guys. I live here. It's kind of more fun to watch a winner than always be watching a loser and talking negatively about them. Cause then people call you a hater when all you're doing is spilling the goods and the truth and the reality of the situation. Sometimes people take that wrong. Don't like it. Sorry, I gotta be the voice of reason, or the voice of truth. All right, getting back to things. I went on a little bit of a tangent. I did talk earlier about Major League Baseball and Christian Yelich and how I was excited about this guy most likely finishing and playing his whole career for the Milwaukee Brewers after signing a $200-plus million contract to keep this guy in Milwaukee till 2030. I hope that means good things. I really do. I think when you get a taste of the postseason and you're in the mix and you can be a team that, that people are like, they got a legitimate shot. I think that that makes things a lot more fun. So hopefully Christian Yelich can bring excitement. He can bring winning baseball, continue the winning baseball that they've brought over the past few years and keep that winning tradition happening. And I think this is a key to that, if you ask me. I really believe that. You're as good as the people you have around you, and Christian Yelich is a hell of a ball player. And what I really liked about this is that the guy said that he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and that it was important to him. Like, he could have gone other places for a little bit more money. He really could have. For sure. And honestly, like, when I was thinking about this a lot, I'm like, wow, well, I'm looking at all the numbers that other guys are getting thrown. $300+ million to sign these guys. I'll tell you right now, Christian Yelich is just as good as those guys that are getting $300+ million, and the Milwaukee Brewers got a discount at $215 million for this guy. It's remarkable, man. I'm sorry, but it speaks volumes about the way that this dude is. He's just a real guy. He's a real guy, man. I could see myself sitting in a bar having a drink, a beer with Christian Yelich and just yapping about the world, man. Like, he seems like a cool cat. He really does. Really happy he's deciding to spend the majority, if not all, of his career with the Milwaukee Brewers. Really, really cool. Statement. That's a statement type thing. And it's going to lead me to my next thought, which a lot of the time this stuff just happens at the spur of the moment because of the conversation that I'm having with myself. If you can wrap up Christian Yelich, Milwaukee Brewers, then Milwaukee Bucks, you've got to wrap up Giannis Antetokounmpo so that you can have the same kind of success or potentially get your team to the promised land. I know Giannis wants to do it in Milwaukee. I really, truly believe that. I think this guy is special. I think this guy is unique. I think this guy is different. I've heard people, I've heard rumors, I've heard noise. That's what I like to call things sometimes. I've heard some noise about, like, maybe he could get wooed to L.A. or that Toronto has a really, really large Greek community and that they're going to make a push for Giannis. I see him staying in Milwaukee, man, and I'm calling it early. I really am. I'm calling it way early. I think that dude is different. I think that guy is special. I have seen how he reacts after a game when they win and when they lose. He's pretty much all business, like, doesn't go out there and be buddy-buddy with everybody and hug everybody. If he gets interviewed after the game, so be it. Otherwise, usually just kind of moves, hangs out with his team, and gets off that floor. So I like what they're doing in Wisconsin. I really do. I think they're setting themselves up for success for a long, long time. And I think it's pretty cool. Really do. Think it's cool. All right. I want to touch on a couple other things that are on my mind. And one of them, we'll jump to the NFL because I found this to be somewhat intriguing and interesting. Taysom Hill, the Saints are planning to use a first round tender on quarterback Taysom Hill. And if you're not familiar what that means, I'll obviously do you a favor and I'll explain it. Okay. So what that would mean in all reality is that if the New Orleans Saints plan to basically place a first round tender on the restricted free agent that they have Taysom Hill, well, then what that means is that if another team would be willing to give up a first round draft pick to sign him, that's what they would have to do. But that doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to get him either, because the Saints would also have a right to match any offer that Hill might want to go with. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that he's getting an offer. I think it's $4.67 million. I believe is what they're giving him next season. So someone would have to offer him more. And I guess the real question here then becomes, well, if you're willing to give up a first round draft pick to get this guy, then I think you firmly believe that Taysom Hill can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And quite frankly, I do too. I really do. I think the guy's multi-talented. Obviously he can throw it, he can run it, he can pass it, he can go catch it. I mean, he can kick it. He pretty much does it all. So I actually think it'd be really fun to watch this guy play, and it'd be really cool to like see you cut this guy loose. But I also think that if the Saints are smart, you can't lose Teddy Bridgewater and you can't lose Taysom Hill either. You can't lose both of those guys. We saw that Drew Brees went down during the season. So I think that's interesting stuff. A little bit interesting. Tom Brady, rumors about him going to San Fran. Not buying that at all. I think that's ridiculous. It's just a joke. I do think there's a couple landing spots that do make sense. Chargers might be a good spot. Got a good good wide receiver core. Tennessee Titans, obviously, where he has a good relationship with Mike Vrabel. We know that. And they've got a good, solid lineup too. I think he'd love to have Derrick Henry, man. If you're a 43-year-old quarterback, wouldn't you love to feed that beast? I'm sorry, but that to me sounds really intriguing. Really intriguing. And I don't care that Ryan Tannehill had a fantastic year for you guys. He did. He played fantastic. You know, the thought of just having Tom Brady, maybe even for just a year or two with the guys that they have, it sounds intriguing. And then I also thought of Tampa Bay. But I also think that I don't know if I'm ready to give up on Jameis, man. And I know a lot of people are probably like, dude, he threw 30 touchdowns and he threw 30 interceptions, and he's asking for $30 million. So you could either throw it one way or the other. He's getting $1 million for each touchdown. He's getting $1 million for each interception. But the truth is there's something special about him too. He fights back. He gets back up every time he gets knocked down, and he throws a bunch of interceptions, but he can come right back and throw a touchdown. And yes, he has that Brett Favre mentality. And maybe, yes, that's a little bit of what I like about the guy, but I don't know, man. They got too good of wide receivers to not be a threat. I'm sorry, but they got so much talent. It's ridiculous. It's terrifying to me. It honestly is terrifying to me at how much talent they have. So a lot of things kind of on my mind. And Dak Prescott, for crying out loud, man, I don't know what the weight is. You got to sign this guy. You give him $28 million, you load them up with some endorsements and figure out a way to sign all the guys that you need to bring back. I'm sorry, but that's what you got to do. Like, cooler heads got to prevail. And speaking of that, I got to take a break. So I'll come back and do what I always do. Parting shot, wrap things up right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
I'm Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Whee!
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. Dorfman's going to hit you up with a little bit of some of the PGA Tour before I get the heck out of Dodge, and I'll give you that parting shot like I always do. And just want to remind you, you can always catch me live 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning on Sirius XM Channel 211. And then you can always catch me late night doing the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap style. Start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday evenings and take you into the wee hours of the night. And then also, I got to get to you about what happened on the PGA Tour. Like I said, Arnold Palmer Invitational, we got ourselves a first-time winner. Tyrell Hatton gets it done. Look, Mark Leishman was in the mix. You had guys like Rory McIlroy, but he absolutely played abysmal on Sunday, shooting 4 over 76, and that's not what we're accustomed to seeing from one Rory McIlroy. But congrats to Tyrell Hatton for getting his first PGA victory and earning 1.6 plus. Not a bad payday. But you know what? I love those guys because each week we can get ourselves a new winner. All right, I got to leave you with my parting shot real quickly. And I'll tell you what, it's to the NBA. I'm impressed with what LeBron James is doing. The guy is 35 years old, leading the league in assists, just looking like a man that is possessed to get his team to the NBA championship. All right, for Scott, I'm Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out with me here on the Weekend Recap. It is always Sports Overnight America. I'll talk to you next week, people.
is Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot!